The Hubble Space Telescope has probed the mysteries of the universe for over 3 decades. It's also slowly drifting down toward Earth. If nothing is done, in about 10 years, it will fall into the atmosphere and burn up. A rich private astronaut has said that he wants to launch a mission to save Hubble. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, NASA has been taking a hard look at this offer.
The last Hubble repair mission was 15 years ago this week. NASA doesn't have another on its agenda, but the private company SpaceX, which carries NASA astronauts to orbit, suggested that maybe a commercial crew could take one of its vehicles to the telescope. They could give its orbit a boost to extend its life, and perhaps even spiff it up a bit. Thomas Zurbuchen was the head of NASA's Science Mission Directorate. He unveiled this proposal in a press conference.
I want to be absolutely clear. We're not making an announcement today that we'll definitely will go forward with a plan like this. We want to have a study to see really what would be feasible.
One reason this idea was so attractive is that this trip would essentially be paid for by a wealthy entrepreneur named Jared Isaacman. He'd already flown to orbit in a SpaceX capsule and had contracted with the company to do 3 more trips. Isaacman has said that using one of them to go to Hubble seemed like a no-brainer, that it was an easy risk-reward decision.
This is so obvious to do, and if it's not, it's purely political on why it wouldn't be done.
NASA officials initially said that studying this would take about 6 months. It's been a year and a half. To see what the agency had been doing, I filed a Freedom of Information Act request and got some internal emails. One of them led me to Ed Chang, a Hubble technology expert who says he participated in the feasibility study. He thought there were some plausible options. For example, a box full of hardware could get attached to the outside of the school bus-sized telescope.
We would then do some magic to wire it into the existing system. And this would, in principle, allow the pointing of Hubble to be improved.
That could let the telescope do more with the longer life it got from a boost. This would require a spacewalk, but...
And it would be a relatively simple thing. It's not like, you know, the servicing missions we're used to, where we remove entire instruments and replace modules and go there for 6 days, you know, doing all this crazy stuff.
No private space traveler has ever spacewalked before, although Isaacman is about to try. This summer, he and a SpaceX engineer named Sarah Gillis plan to step out of a capsule in a new suit that the company just unveiled. In an online event, Isaacman described their planned extravehicular activities, or EVAs.
We hope to learn an awful lot about our suits and the operation associated with it, because it's the first commercial EVA. It's the first time you don't have, you know, government astronauts undertaking such a mission.
Last spring, emails show that NASA convened an independent panel to review its feasibility study, and members of this panel were soon writing to NASA officials with concerns. One Hubble operations expert said having Isaacman's group attempt a spacewalk at the telescope would be, quote, unnecessary and risky. An astronomer named John Grunsfeld, who's also an astronaut who went on several Hubble repair missions, noted that NASA could always ask Congress for money to do a mission later, when NASA was in the driver's seat and the space systems involved were more mature. After all, Hubble is a multi-billion dollar asset that's currently working fine and is expected to do great science for years. A mission would come with a risk of accidentally damaging it. To understand the challenges, I called up Scott Scooter Altman. He's an astronaut who commanded 2 repair missions. He told me that maneuvering a spacecraft close to Hubble without crashing into it was trickier than flying to the space station.
It's not a trivial thing, rendezvousing with a non-cooperative target like Hubble.
And spacewalking around Hubble wasn't easy either. Astronauts always worried about breaking it.
There were just things where the Hubble threw us curves, where we thought we've trained, we've choreographed everything, but still something different happened and we had to respond on the fly.
I reached out to Isaacman's communications manager. She said his training schedule wouldn't allow an interview and referred questions to SpaceX. Its media team did not provide any comments. NASA also declined to make an official available for an interview or answer questions, but a spokesperson said it hoped to provide an update on its study soon, maybe even this week. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.